Welcome to a special episode of the Lay of the Land podcast from the Scottish Land Commission. I am your host, Callum MacLean. Throughout autumn 2022, the MyLand.Scot campaign launched a youth competition called My Land, My Story to raise awareness with younger people of the ways in which our land can be owned and used. Schools and youth groups across Scotland were challenged to unleash their creativity, to plan and create a short film about a piece of land within their local community, covering its past and present and their vision for its future. The winner was Kemney Academy from near Inverurie in Aberdeenshire. The student's story encapsulated the transition of a local quarry from an industrial powerhouse to an idyllic natural space for biodiversity and well-being. Kemney Quarry supplied granite for famous buildings across the world, including key landmarks such as the Fourth Railway Bridge, the Scottish Parliament Building, and the Thames Embankment in London, but is now home to an art installation and outdoor learning space for the students and community to explore. To celebrate their win, we invited the pupils of Kemney Academy to see their film projected onto the Scottish National Gallery of Modern Art in Edinburgh, and had the opportunity to record this podcast with them. We also invited the Chair of the Scottish Land Commission, Andrew Thin, and Commissioner Lauren MacLeod to the special projection. So without further ado, please welcome some of the winning students from Kemney Academy. Here with the pupils from the winning school, Kemney Academy. Congratulations. So before you started the project, and I don't know if you maybe visited it or maybe you said you never heard of it, did you think about land in Scotland and how it's used at all?
Certainly didn't think about the land as much as I do now. I think I speak for everyone when I say that. But
yeah,
open your eyes a lot more after this course. So
what kind of things do you think about now when you're going out for a walk? Are you looking around and looking at things in a different way and thinking, oh, I wonder how this bit of land is used? How's it changed? How's this project changed how you think about places?
I think for me it's about everything's got a history now. And before I would look at land like, well, it's used for farmland or just a field for nothing. And now I know before it's probably used for so much more.
I'd say the same as Dexter, just what happened 100, maybe even 1,000 years ago.
Yeah, because every piece of land has a story, doesn't it?
Yeah,
of course. Yeah. I have to admit, I'd never heard of Kemney Quarry before seeing your video and before reading a bit about it. And for me personally, I found it fascinating. Obviously, I drove over the Queen's Ferry Crossing today, but I'm looking across at the Fourth Rail Bridge, and the granite from that came from the quarry that you were doing a story on. Yeah. So everywhere has a history, doesn't it? Do you think it's important that we think about these things?
Yeah.
Always will be forgotten.
Now, before you guys started the project, the My Land, My Story project, did you know much about Kemney Quarry? What did you know about it?
Nothing on my part.
Had you heard of it?
Yeah, but that was about it.
I knew the granite was used in many places in the UK, like Scottish Parliament and the Fourth Rail Bridge, which was pretty interesting to learn.
Yeah, it's got a good history, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But did you know much about how it is today? It's not still used now in the same way?
No, not at all. I think it's now used for like just smaller rocks.
Breeze blocks.
But I'm thinking, like, obviously there's the quarry itself, but the way the whole land has changed now, isn't it? The way that people use it. What did you learn through your project about how that land use has changed?
Well, Dalmadilla was quarried out for sand and gravel, but I learned that, you know, it was left to be flooded naturally, and that was kind of turned into a place used for recreational activities, you know, like dog walking, people who swim in it, and then, you know, the bird hides have been set up for bird watching, so it's kind of changed dramatically with, you know, how it's been used.
Yeah, Dalmadilla has gone through the most change probably through it all.
And what did your research involve? You know, what were you doing? Were you going out there? Did you go swimming? Did you go walking around the place? What were you doing?
Yeah, well, I think all of us did go around walking through both of the ponds of Dalmadilly.
Yeah. I went and brought swimming trunks.
Did you go in?
No.
I'm quite an obsessive swimmer, so like as soon as I heard about you could just swim in there, I was like, oh, that's really interesting.
I do wish we did that. That would be quite fun, but just a walk around, that's all we did, really.
That's something for the future then, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
So if, say we went back like 100 years ago and looked at the quarry and what was happening there and then went to, you know, tomorrow went to the quarry and had a look at it, what would the difference be from 100 years ago to like tomorrow?
Well, 100 years ago it was a working quarry, so there'd be like machinery and stuff. Now it's like flooded and they're not using it as much as they did.
They used to abseil down the sides and then blow some of the rocks out and then take some up and go back up. Whereas now they just use a few machines to dig out a different part of the quarry.
And it was obviously an important part of the community when it was working. How important is it for the community today, you know, the landscape and the ponds now?
So it's quite important because with the bee community, they set up there, so there's now beehives, which is helping the area more. If the bees could help introduce new plant species, I think it's very good usage for the community.
And the honey provided from the bees can be used in local markets as well.
So there's benefits to the community, but there's like the biodiversity benefits there, is that right? What other wildlife could you see there?
We saw a few geese.
Oh yes.
Saw some ducks. Quite a variety of birds.
Lots of trees as well, and bird species, and squirrels, and different animals.
But before you started this, like the project to make the film, and I've seen the film, you're out there walking around, and you went to the art exhibit as well, didn't you? Have they made a mountain out of rocks? What is it?
The place of origin, it's to mimic Benihi, which is like a hill next to Afford. And it, like, the trees, it, like, mirrors the different tree species. As you walk up Benihi, it's the same as you walk up the place of origin.
Is the place of origin as big as Benihi?
No.
Lots and lots smaller.
No, but you can see straight into the quarry from the place of origin.
You can see Benihi from the place of origin as well.
That's right, yeah. Mm.
Does it make you think about maybe how land could be used going ahead then? Like in the next 100 years, the next 1,000 years, for example.
Well, if you never think about the past, then you're not going to learn from your mistakes going forward. So I think it's important to remember the past.
Or even the positives that came out of the past, you can use those to go forward as well.
Yeah, and you can learn lessons about what works, what doesn't work, how things can change in the future.
Just that it's interesting as well.
Yeah.
What's the future look like for Kemnay Quarry and Dalmadilly Ponds as well? What's going to happen, do you think? So they're obviously used for recreation right now. Are there other plans? Do you know? I mean, if you guys had the power and could influence how it's used in future, what would you do? What would you?
Well, the place of origin has been, like, they've put benches in a little clearing that's below it, and they've got a fire pit now as well. So it can be used for, like, the young people or just general use.
Outdoor classroom.
Yeah, there's an outdoor classroom there as well, so we can use that if we want at school.
So what does outdoor classroom involve? Just like...
Well, there's like a rocks you can sit on outside, and then, yeah.
Is it better than being in a class inside?
100%.
I'd say so, yeah.
More connected to your environment outside, especially if you're taking a class like environmental science or geography.
Do you think it's, does it make you think differently, just being outside in that environment?
Yeah, more fresh.
Because you're taking in the environment that you're trying to learn about around you, and you actually see it, in the process.
Do you think you'd encourage other people, other young people, other students to get interested in the land around them and think about the stories of what's happened around them?
Yeah, well, I think everyone should know about this, not just younger kids, older people too, who aren't educated on. I think everyone should know about it.
Especially as it's their land or their own, and they might not even know about it.
Of course.
If you're driving through Camden, you don't know that the quarry's there, even though it's like maybe 10 metres next to you. You can't see it.
Do you you think you'd like more people in the area to know about it? Do you think maybe they could learn through the project that you've done?
Probably, yeah.
Sandra, maybe bring you in here. Do you think the community is going to benefit from the project the students have done and learn about their own history?
I think so. Already, since we've had a little bit of advertising about this project, community groups have been in touch with the school and in touch with myself to ask to see the film and then also to perhaps interact with the young people and with the class that we have. So I've spoken to the class today and we think we'll do some form of community engagement with them, invite them into the school, show them our project, and then hopefully work together with them to maybe further enhance that area and advertise it to the wider community.
Brilliant. And what kind of, as far as you know, what do people think of, do the people know about Kemney Quarry? Do they understand its history and how it's used?
I think the local community, Kemney's quite a small village, and they do understand the importance of it. I think there's quite a celebration of it within the local community and within community groups. The school itself has done previous projects about the quarry, so interdisciplinary projects in the younger years, and there's large pictures of the quarry in the school already. So we are quite engaged with it, and I think the fact is most of our pupils come from outside Kemney. So as Saba said, they drive past in the bus and they don't know that's the quarry there. It's quite well hidden, which is a nice thing, to know that there's a large industrial site that's hidden away in amongst the land.
As part of your project, and as part of the, how did the research work? Did you go and speak to people? Did you look at historical records? How did you find out about the land around you?
Well, Kemney has its own like website that has all the old maps and old pictures and different stuff on it. So we use that quite a lot to find out like when it opened and how it worked when it was opened.
Even from just observing the area, you can find out so much about it. It's just because every site we made sure to look around, see what we could find.
And part of the My Land, My Story campaign, what was the most surprising thing that you learned or that you found out as you were doing it, do you think?
There's so many interesting things around Kemney.
Tell me a few of them.
Point of origin. Point of origin. There's some really beautiful sites from the quarry. Even Dalmadilly Ponds is an amazing recreation area. Whereas when you're just in school, you think that's kind of it. Few extra houses, but it's really not like that.
When you think about it, everywhere you go in Scotland, so I was raised in the Isle of Skye when I was very young, and I went back there recently and made a little video about the Skye Bridge. There didn't used to be a bridge when I was really young, and that kind of changed the island, and maybe a wee bit changed the place and changed the land around there. So everywhere you go, if you think about it, there's a story there. Is being involved in this project, do you think you'll go out and look for other stories of places and try and tell the stories of, you know, another place like Kemeny somewhere else? Have you got anywhere else that you'd be interested in finding out about?
I don't know of anywhere, but I think if we were given the chance, it would be fun to do this again.
I think it makes it more interesting how it's local to us. It probably wouldn't be as interesting if it was somewhere else that we're not as familiar with. So if there was somewhere else more locally to explore, then I think that would be a good idea.
Yeah. And how do you feel about how the land is used now? Obviously, it was a big commercial place. It was used, they basically made money off it in the end. But now it's much more open and people can just go in and use it. How do you feel about that, that change?
I think it's really good to like promote it because it's a local environment and that. I think people can and should be proud and should be able to go there and, you know, with different communities helping out, I think that would be good to promote that.
I think that's where our contribution to the local community could be, and this course in the class, they do a lot to do with sustainability, so this would allow us to put our sustainability learning into action with working with the local community to promote this area.
Do you think you'll go back and use the fire pit you're talking about there?
Yeah, I use it with scouts all the time.
Okay.
So, Robbie Burns tonight will be there with a sing-song around the fire.
And what other things do you do in the grounds there?
Well, the Kemney Walking Group, the older people use it for just like going out. And, well, there's a lot of dog walking around Kemney. and it's probably one of the most used like walks around the ponds and up the place of origin.
It's been a great, benefit to the school as well, certainly in geography and the sciences. We often use these sites to go up as an outdoor learning space. And I know that when we've done John Muir Award work as well, we've used these spaces as a local area. Easy access and great sites for the learning to just change a little bit.
Yeah. Why is it important to learn about where you live and what's happened there before and how the land is used?
I think it's important so that you appreciate it more. Because like if we didn't have the point of origin, you wouldn't be able to like see the whole village, because from the top you can see pretty much every single house in the village. So, yeah.
So you don't get bored?
Yeah, I suppose, well, that makes sense. Like you find out a place, find out what you can do there, maybe go swimming in future. Is that on everyone's list now, do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, with this class.
How cold would the water be though, tell me?
Freezing.
Yeah.
At this point in the year.
I mean, last year it completely froze over and there was people playing hockey on it and everything.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really fun.
And you could maybe potentially make curling stones out of the granite and then curl on it. What do you think?
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Thanks for that suggestion.
That's all right. But please do credit me if you do use it.
Yeah.
what's been the favourite thing you've learned or throughout this project, whether it's a skill or actually it's a piece of information, what's been the favourite thing about the project for you?
I think learning that Dalmadilly Ponds is not really natural, because I always thought, because I go through it all the time, I always thought it was natural and it's always been ponds, but to learn that it was actually, you know, used as a quarry, that's what I found most interesting. I was not really natural, it's kind of semi-natural, and it was left to become the ponds it is today.
It was really interesting to learn how to like make a film and like how to plan around like the shots before you did them.
You were the film star. You were the star of the film.
Yeah, well, obviously it was really fun actually doing the recording, but, you know, Mr. Cousins telling me, stand there, move here, and I feel like I learned a little bit even though I'm not the one recording personally.
Yeah, but that's a skill then. You can potentially go and make a film about somewhere else. If you find somewhere that's interesting, you've got the ability to tell the story, haven't you?
Yeah, of course. It just makes it a bit more fun than simply just walking around looking. It adds a bit of something else to it, you know?
Yeah. I think it helps you engage when you're going out and you're filming something, you're thinking about it a bit more, think about, you know, how you can tell the story of a place. Was it fun to tell the story of the place?
Yeah.
What do you think? What do you think will be, Sandra, yourself, what do you think is the future of Kemnay Quarry? What will happen next? Will there be more walking trails? Will there be more opportunities for recreation there?
I think there will be. I think they're also looking to put up more interpretive boards. I think they want to promote it more and to let people know what's there. At the top of the place of origin just now, we do have, as the people have said, we've got a great view into the quarry. But those who visit there don't necessarily know that's what it is. So I think the community are looking to do that, and I think that could be our contribution, is to help them with that. They have the walking trails within the village, have the Kemnay Steens, and these are large granite blocks. So there's already an existing walking trail, and this would just be an extension of it. So we certainly see that there could be more mileage in it. People could go out for more walks, and people could certainly learn a lot more about the Kemnay Quarry. And the people who are working the quarry just now are keen to have us in as a school to learn more about it as well.
Brilliant. Well, finally, maybe you can tell me, I can go around each one of you maybe, you can just tell me very quickly, next time you visit Kemnay Quarry, what are you going to be thinking about as you walk around?
Maybe just appreciate the history more, knowing what went on behind the scenes to get the quarry to where it is today, not just looking at it for what you can see physically, thinking about what's happened before all this.
Yeah, I think I'll be thinking about everywhere the granite's gone from, you know, massive bridges to the smallest buildings. It's really quite interesting.
Yeah, because now it's just a big hole in the ground.
Yeah.
But all that stone, that rock, has gone somewhere, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Exactly. I think I'll be thinking of what I'll be used in the future. Instead, maybe it won't just stay flooded. Maybe it'll be put back in working order and there'll be more stuff to to be built out of Kemeny.
Well, if you, what do you think could happen in the future? Could there be a swimming club? Could there be a hill race up Place of Origin? Is it big enough to have a hill race up? Could there be more art exhibits?
I think maybe more of a path around the quarry to have a better look at it. Because right now you can only look at it from the Place of Origin. But I think a path around the whole thing would be nice.
How about yourself?
I think what I'll think about is how your quarry right on our doorstep has really been used all around the world with granite. So think about something right there, you know, used everywhere. I think that's the most interesting thing I'm taking from this.
I always think when I go up, how deep is the water actually? Because you can't, there's no way to know how deep it is. So it's, and there's a lot of machinery still in the water, so it's probably not very safe to swim in anyway.
Yeah, I should say, if you are planning to swim, you should obviously do it safely and make sure it is an appropriate place for it in the first place. Surely there's a way to measure it, though. That could be the next project, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. We'll do that.
Yeah. How about yourself, Adam? What do you think?
I just wonder, like, at a time 100 years ago, people used to work there, and now there's nothing there. You just look at it, it's empty. Used to be really active there.
Yeah. Great. Thanks a lot, guys. Was there any other kind of points you want to bring up as part of what you've learned, as part of the My Land, My Story campaign?
Just encourage everyone else to give it a go, because it was really amazing.
Like, when you started, did you feel intimidated? You know, it's quite an unusual concept, maybe. You've got this empty quarry, tell the story of it. How did you feel?
Most excited, really. Just, different kind of learning, as Ms. Buchan already said.
And you get to go out of the classroom and have a walk around somewhere.
Yeah.
And make a film.
It's fun.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, guys. I think that's ideal.
Great, so I'm here with Andrew Thin, Chairman of the Scottish Land Commission, and Lauren MacLeod, one of the commissioners from the Scottish Land Commission. Andrew, how do you think the pupils interacted with the project? What do you think they got out of the My Land, My Story project?
I was really surprised, actually, at how enthusiastic and, you know, interested they were. But I was also, and perhaps this is more important, I was actually really enthused by the way in which they understood where we are now with land and land reform in Scotland. This is a period of extraordinary change. Next 20 years, we're going to transform not just the way we use our land, but the way in which land use decision making takes place and who participates in that process. And these kids are going to be at the front of that, because, you know, I'll be dead and gone, but they'll be right at the front of it.
And Lauren, how important is it that it's young people taking an interest as they have and learning about the land around them wherever they are?
I think I was greatly encouraged by the confidence that the young pupils at Kemeny Academy showed today. It was great working with them today because they are engaged in land use decisions, and they're questioning perhaps a lot more than somebody of my generation who were more passive and sat back and accepted perhaps the status quo. I don't think that's the same for the pupils and the youngsters of today, and I think that was most encouraging. And I think it's also about giving them confidence and also community empowerment for maybe making decisions in the future, whether they're looking at community land ownership or whatever else in terms of land reform. But it was most inspiring today.
And to both of you, do you think that My Land can be that kind of platform for people to go and to take an interest, to understand about the land around them, but also then to tell the stories of them as these pupils have done?
So I think My Land already is actually delivering through the website. You go to the website, it's well worth doing so. You can see actually some fantastic stories. So I think it's already delivering. It will gain more traction. There's more stories to be told. There's more things happening. There are people looking at what's happening and thinking, I could do that. So I think we're on a roll with this, actually.
How important is it going ahead?
that people take that interest?
I think it's more and more important. You know, some people feel the Land Commission is all about perhaps the Land Reform Bill and legislation and going through Parliament, but I think one of our important roles is changing behaviour on the ground, and I think the biggest impact can be amongst the younger generation and getting them involved and engaged in decisions regarding land, engaging communities. It means people are more empowered going forward and in the future.
Thank you for joining us on this special episode of The Lay of the Land. We'd like to congratulate Kemnay Academy again on winning the My Land, My Story competition and sharing with us the history and the future of the land around them. Check out the video made by Kemnay Academy on the myland.scot website. Myland.scot is also a great resource to find out more about how you might get involved in the way land is owned and used in your area. And there are stories, news, and inspiring case studies on what's happening with the land around you. Finally, make sure you follow us across our social media at MyLandScot.